From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The Senate reconvenes this hour after a 10-day Thanksgiving break. The House returns to work tomorrow. While they're starting a lame duck session, their challenges are anything but lame. They have 5 weeks to reach a deal in order to avoid automatic tax hikes and spending cuts. Today, President Obama's top economic advisors are warning if lawmakers don't find a way to avoid the so-called fiscal cliff, a spike in taxes on middle-income earners will reduce spending next year by $200 billion and significantly weaken the already fragile economic recovery. The ceasefire between Israel and Palestinian militants in Gaza is still on track. Delegates are meeting with Egyptian mediators in Cairo to iron out details of the truce that ended 8 days of heavy fighting. Egypt is holding separate talks with the two sides in an effort to reach a deal on new border arrangements for Gaza. Syrian warplanes today launched a strike on rebel headquarters along the border with Turkey, but they failed to hit it. The attack comes a day before a NATO team arrives to look for possible sites to place Patriot anti-aircraft missiles on the Turkish borders. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Gaziantep, Turkey.
Syrian jets circled the frontier town of Atme before the attack that missed the target, but sent thousands of civilians running to the Turkish border fence in terror. Activists who watched the Syrian plane said Turkish jets also scrambled but didn't engage, despite earlier warnings that any Syrian aircraft close to the border would be a target. Atme was the site of the first tent camp built inside Syria for the displaced, considered safe because it's within sight of the Turkish border, a short walk across an olive grove. This is the first time that Atme has been bombed. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Gaziantep, Turkey.
A teacher for the Memphis City Schools is being charged with conspiracy and fraud. As Justin Willingham of member station WKNO reports, the accused ran a scheme to help aspiring public school teachers get certified in three states.
Clarence Mumford Sr., a longtime educator with the Memphis City School System, was fired after being indicted on more than 60 federal counts of fraud and conspiracy. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Memphis is accusing Mumford of accepting payments from current and aspiring public school teachers in Mississippi, Tennessee, and Arkansas in exchange for arranging other people to take the qualification exams, posing at testing centers using fake driver's licenses. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation reports that Mumford received tens of thousands of dollars in a scheme that operated between 1995 and 2010. For NPR News, I'm Justin Willingham in Memphis.
On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is down 80 points at 12,929. The Nasdaq is off, too. This is NPR. Supreme Court justices are refusing to consider a case on the right of criminal defendants to plead not guilty by reason of insanity. Convicted killer John Delling of Idaho filed the appeal. He's diagnosed with acute paranoid schizophrenia and says he was delusional when he killed two college students. But Idaho is one of four states that bar defendants from claiming they're legally insane. In Russia, more than 40 people are under arrest after joining in a prison riot. From Moscow, NPR's Corey Flintoff reports prisoners' relatives are vowing to keep up their own vigil outside the prison gates.
The protest broke out on Saturday when about 200 inmates climbed onto the roof of a prison in the town of Kapesk, part of Russia's west-central industrial belt. State television showed the prisoners holding white banners that read, "People, help." Prison riots are rare in Russia, but human rights groups say that prisoners are often subjected to brutal and illegal treatment. Relatives of the prisoners gathered outside the gates, where witnesses say they were attacked by special police troops. The authorities say that bands of drunken young men attacked the police first and that dozens of people were arrested. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Moscow.
Channel Advisor says sales on eBay so far today are 57% higher than a year ago. Amazon.com says sales are already up 52%. Google Trends expert Daniel Seberg says mobile devices are making cyber shopping a new experience.
People can do that whenever they feel like it, including when they're in a store.
Sales are expected to be 20% higher this year. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.